Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet, alongside the one and only Chad Showtime Schultz.
How's it doing, man?
Whoop, whoop. Nice Faygo.
Yeah, no, I'm almost 6 months sober, but I am enjoying some orange Faygo. Everybody else is going to be getting drunk, and I'm just going to be Faygo drunk.
That's cool. I got plenty of beers here. I got brewskis.
No, it's going to be
two coolers full of brewskis.
It is going to be a wonderful house party at the Trebuchet compound. And you know why?
Why is that?
Because it's NXT TakeOver in your Trebuchet's house.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's me.
Yeah.
That's me. People are coming to my house.
Yeah, I think Bret Hart's going to be here. Diesel. I think Jarrett was on the first in your house.
That's awesome.
We've got a Hell in a Cell out there.
I'm going to super kick Bret. You just wait.
But yeah, our second sort of kind of pay-per-view party since quarantine. Everyone's still healthy, I think.
I think so, yes. I'm not coughing, unless I'm smoking weed. That's as per the usual. You beat coronavirus.
I did. I made coronavirus my bitch.
You made it tap out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm blind, but like that's a pre-existing condition.
Yeah,
so.
Ha to coronavirus.
Anyway, let's jump into the card, shall we?
All right, let's do that.
Bastard. Starting out, we have a 6-woman tag match on one side.
Ooh,
Mia
baby.
Yim, your favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Shotzi Blackheart.
Uh-huh.
And Tegan Nox against Candice LeRae, Dakota Kai, and Raquel Gonzalez. Fun fact, Raquel Gonzalez does not have a Wikipedia page.
That is a fun fact.
It's just linked to nothing.
She's had like 2 matches so far.
She's
managed a little bit, but
she's been Dakota Kai's manager. She's had a couple matches, and then she was in the second Mae Young Classic. She like got eliminated first round.
So did she delete her Wikipedia? Are you even able to delete your Wikipedia?
No, she just doesn't have one. No one's made one for her.
Wow,
that's what that. Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have made that clear. That's what that means. Is that she does? No one's made her a Wikipedia page.
That sounds like something that I could do, but I don't know if I will do.
Yeah. I don't know if there's what it is probably not available information to even make one. You can't just like make a Wikipedia page and nothing on it. There has to be like,
you have no idea what I can do. Showtime. I am Trebuchet. And if I want to start a Wikipedia page, I will start a Wikipedia page.
Okay, so tune in next for Backlash when Trebuchet unveils his new Wikipedia page. But so who do you got here?
I have the Mia Yim team because Mia Yim. She's very good. The one girl, what's her? Blackheart.
Yeah, Shotzi Blackheart, yes.
She almost died last NXT.
She definitely took a very rough bump.
They call that the coffin drop, and it was almost just that. Like,
she springboarded. Oh, she didn't even come off the top. She, like, tried to, I feel like...
Oh, boy.
I feel it's a little bit almost like the trust fall that Kofi did, but... She really like leaned back for it and
she darted. She was like, "Shaw!"
Damn near broke her neck.
Yeah, I go, Jesus Christ!
You didn't know.
Chad's playing video games, and I'm just all like, "Fucking yelling at the tally."
I'm knee deep losing a magic game, and I hear Joe flipping out. I look up and missed it, so we roll back. Yeah, I'm happy she's all right. I think she's okay. Like, I don't think there's any injury at all.
She didn't get hurt at all.
I think she's supposed to be on this.
Okay.
So if she was hurt, I mean, if they replace her. Suddenly, I can believe it. We got here.
Ryan Lathrop is in the house, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Are you by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Groovy.
Just Ryan has joined us. We have more guys on the way.
We are just talking about the women's 6-man tag match tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I picked Mia Yim's team. We're talking about how Blackheart almost died on last episode of NXT. Did you see it?
Yeah.
That was a pretty rough bump.
It was going to be the coffin drop, literally.
My first exposure to her was when they played that Evolve pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And she seemed, from that, almost like a female Mick Foley. Like, she is tough as
she man. Does. She does have almost like a, I don't mean sloppy in a bad way. It seems like she is just kind of doing stuff and falling all over. Like,
her moveset kind of fits her character, it seems like.
Yeah, no, she's got kind of reckless abandon about things. Yeah. I get it. I like her. I think the heels are going to take this one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that Cobra Kai?
It is Cobra Kai.
Okay.
I hate that, by the way.
What?
I had seen a little bit of her before.
I love Karate Kid.
She was in the first Mae Young Classic. And I immediately just thought her, she had like just the kicks. I like, she's got a really good style.
You like her shoes,
guy. I do.
She has like some strong style stuff.
No, really she's fun. She's like, I would Australian strong style or whatever. She actually might be.
So she's like a tougher version of the Iconics?
Something like that, okay. Yeah.
That's what I'm going with.
Who you got, Ryan?
I think your call is right. I think in this kind of match, the baby faces don't really win anything by winning.
Yeah.
And they're still trying to establish Candace.
No, that's my thought exactly is they're trying to get Candace LeRae over as like a heel for the first time.
Will you hand me the list so I can actually document these picks? I'm like, we're making these picks, but nobody's writing them down. I think Trebuchet will play secretary today.
Is Reina Gonzalez on the heel?
Yeah, team? Yeah. Raquel, you're going by Raquel, yeah. But
she doesn't have a Wikipedia page. I'm going to make one for her. She's going to be 7'3".
If the heels lose, it's because she doesn't have much heat on her. And so, if someone's can take the pinfall, she seems like a likely person.
No, I would say she'll be the one to get the pin. But I really think that Candace is going to get the pinfall here.
I'm going to make Raquel from Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. It's going to be amazing.
I've always wanted to go to Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. The next match would be Keith Lee versus Johnny Gargano. Did you Keith not? Lee. You didn't know that Mia Yim and Keith Lee were dating before this.
Not until that episode of NXT and that you told me when they were just in their kitchen. And then they were all like, they turned their head and they were like, Johnny Gargano, I am using the Force right now. And it was pretty cool. It was pretty gnarly. And after that, I was like, oh, they're a thing. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
They're smitten, JR.
I've got Keith Lee retaining.
Who's Keith Lee fighting?
Johnny Gargano.
Gargano. Okay, Johnny Ress. I'm going Keith Lee because you must bask in his glory.
Well, I've been liking Keith Lee's stuff lately.
I really like that sweatshirt.
He's got his look, everything about him, his look, style, the way he cuts promo. He's just a little bit different from everything else going on right now.
Yeah. Who you got, Ryan?
I think it's kind of a toss-up because they like keeping Gargano strong, but him as a shit-eating heel can take some losses. I think the only way Keith Lee doesn't win this match is so they have plans to put him against Cole as the next run. Because that would be...
Yeah, that would be, I guess that would make sense. If Keith was the next guy going for the belt, then maybe
the classic drop it. Guy of the mid-card title loses the belt to get elevated.
Did you pick Cobra or Mia?
I took the heels, Cobra. You
took Cobra. Alright, and then Ryan, you also took the heels. And then I took Keith Lee. Showtime, you took who?
Keith Lee.
Keith Lee, Ryan, you took?
I think Keith Lee.
You're taking Keith Lee?
Yeah, all right. Unless he's getting pushed, which either way I'd be fine with.
Yeah. The last chance, backlot brawl for the NXT Championship. I wanted this match to be good. It's going to be another cinematic match. I'm going to hate it. I'm bummed about that, actually. If Dream loses, he can no longer challenge for the NXT Championship as long as Cole is champion and Adam Cole is going over.
You're taking Cole?
I am.
Nah. You are wrong. Because it is Prince's birthday. And on Prince's birthday, the Dream is going to take home the championship.
I think...
When doves cry... Oh, sorry. What do you got, Ryan?
I think they're not going to do anything with Velveteen until he's... cleared of all of his
The allegations you think the outside and stuff.
No, close. I think he's gonna either go into the main roster or they're gonna give him some time off for that. I don't know. They've been pretty willing to work with guys, like leave guys on TV when shit like that's going on. Yeah. So they're like, well, if it comes out they're guilty, obviously they're fired, but they're like they let Enzo on TV when all that shit was going on.
Yeah, but then he just
he pissed it all away anyway.
Yeah. Normally in this stipulation, it's because the guy's gonna win the belt.
Yeah,
but I feel like they're gonna keep Cole strong, and they probably don't feel the safest getting the media for putting the belt on Dream right now.
Yeah, I'll say that because you're right. Cole was bragging about being the champion for a year, And normally, when they're bragging about how long they've had the title, they usually lose it around that
time. Last chance, everything says Dream should win.
Dream kind of kneecapped himself.
Yeah, it's the outside
stuff. I'm still picking Dream. I don't care what you say, but I understand your logic.
Yeah. I think if Dream didn't have the outside stuff, they would instantly shoot him to the moon.
Yeah.
A young, charismatic black champion would be a great thing to have right now. And those Instagrams. Oh,
I don't follow my Instagram.
You heard about what happened.
Right? Oh, you mean the controversy? I didn't know it was on Instagram. Yeah. I didn't know. I assumed it was Twitter.
I thought it was Twitter as well. So
I didn't know which one. I think I heard it was a Twitter thing.
Just
know it's rough.
Yeah.
Based on what I heard about it, it don't look good.
The next match: Finn Balor versus Damian Priest.
I got Balor all the way. I'm losing interest with Damian Priest here.
That's where I'm at. I feel like Damian really needs this win. Because he's been losing a lot when it counts.
He's the one who jumped Balor, and he says he wants to live forever. And then Balor said, well, if you want to live forever, you're going about it the wrong way, messing with me. And then he did the finger gun thing like that. You see what I'm doing here, Ryan? It's very good.
Yeah. Yeah, is Finn still the heel here? Like that's what's getting me too.
Hasn't really been on TV. He's been doing promos, but he hasn't been.
This seems almost like at best an anti-heel versus heel match. I'm not sure how it's gonna go. I'm gonna take Balor.
You're taking Balor over your boy Priest.
I know, I really do, and I think he really needs this win. I don't think he's gonna get it.
Who you got, Ryan?
I think it's Balor.
You're going Balor too.
At worst, I think Priest or Balor wins by DQ. I could see Priest at some point just beating the fuck out of him with a chair. Like that's the best I could see it going.
Yeah,
I don't see Balor getting pinned. The next match is a triple threat match for the NXT Women's Championship. Charlotte Flair is the champion versus Rhea Ripley versus Io Shirai.
Charlotte versus Rhea versus Io.
Yes.
And I got Charlotte. Woo!
I also have Charlotte, and I think that Rhea is going to get the belt back, but I don't think it's going to be a night. I think it's going to go Rhea almost beats Io. Charlotte catches her with a spear, natural selection or something out of nowhere and gets the pin. Rhea's going to look strong and get screwed out of the pin.
Yeah, okay.
But I think Charlotte's going over.
I think what he says... Chad said has a real big chance of happening. But I think what's going to happen is Rhea's going to win, but beat Io and not Charlotte. And then Charlotte can run around saying, you never beat me. I'm still better than you.
I think that's a good way to get the belt off of Charlotte. I think the rematch, I think that Charlotte's going to keep it until SummerSlam. If we have fans for SummerSlam, I think Rhea gets it back at SummerSlam. They want Rhea to get the pop of beating Charlotte live crowd.
But yeah,
But then again, I wouldn't have booked another Edge Randy match for an empty arena either, and they're doing that. So I don't know what WWE really pisses away their moments right now. You really can just step off the gas for a second. Edge has 10 more matches at best. Why are we doing two in an empty arena?
Yeah.
It makes me angry.
But yeah, so I
know.
So we're both thinking this either way is going to end up at a match at SummerSlam or the SummerSlam weekend type thing.
Yeah.
If they do it on the NXT
card. I'm pretty sure that they... I guess they might do it on a TakeOver if they're doing a TakeOver SummerSlam.
But I think it will... It could go either way, but I think it's going to be Ripley over Io.
Okay.
But I totally see what you're saying.
Yep.
And then the last match is Tommaso Ciampa versus Karrion Kross with Scarlett at ringside. Trev, how do you feel about Scarlett?
I am a big fan. 3 claps for her. Oh my god!
Here's the thing.
I was like, when I heard this, the dude came out, who's this guy? But who's this babe?
We were all saying it was going to be Killer Cross coming. I was like, oh, he's coming with Scarlett, and you're like, oh, who's Scarlett? I was like, oh, you haven't seen this girl before, and I pulled up Reddit for a moment, and I showed him a few things. He's like, oh, I'm looking forward to this debut.
I really enjoyed it. It was very good, and she deserved every one of those claps.
Yep.
I got Ciampa here.
I've got Karrion Kross. If Ciampa beats him here, that'd be a crime. He can't lose his first takeover match.
It's tough because they really like to protect Ciampa. Like, he rarely
gets... I think that's why Karrion Kross needs to go over,
though. But, yeah, they've put a lot of money. Like, that Karrion Kross entrance is unique. I think it's Karrion Kross gets the win. But if he doesn't, he's going to be kept for real strong.
Gotcha. Cool. So that's our card. That's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 matches.
Yes.
Which is pretty gnarly.
Is the belt on the line here?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize we were doing
that. WWE event.
I didn't think we did that.
Or do we not because that's the minor leagues? I don't think we do because it's the minor leagues.
I was going to say.
I think I'm going to make it like an Intercontinental Undisputed Championship for AEW and NXT.
I'll hear that. It's like a secondary belt for secondary wrestling.
Exactly.
The Wednesday belt.
Yeah. I think that
the Wednesday the undisputed undisputed podcast of the world's Wednesday championship.
Yeah,
I like that, Ryan.
Yeah.
So it shall be the first Wednesday champion shall be crowned this evening.
I shall.
And I'm gonna be a double champion.
Well, we'll see. Like with Bailey. You're picking all kinds of weird picks over here. You pick Cole. You ain't gonna win no title.
This is a really toss-up card.
I any of these matches could go any way. I don't feel like there's any match that is just cut and dry.
The only thing that I'm surprised they didn't do is we're not going to get Matt Riddle versus Thatcher 3 here. I thought we were going to get that at TakeOver, but they moved Riddle off.
Yeah.
That cage fight on NXT was amazing. Well, the match the week before was even better.
No, the last two Riddle Thatcher matches have been two of the best matches I've seen in wrestling in probably several years.
I didn't see the first one, but I saw the second.
You should go back and watch that first one. It's worth going back and watching.
That cage one was really good.
He knocked his teeth out.
It was
Chicklets.
both of those matches were exactly what I want to see.
I loved it. I loved it. They were fucking slapping the shit out of each other.
It was tough.
It was tough. They weren't really doing a ton of high spots. They wanted to
fight the other guy.
They were wrestling each other down to the mat. At points, it looked awkward and uncomfortable because if anybody that's ever been in a fight knows, sometimes it's awkward and uncomfortable.
Well, that's the thing is, some of his real stuff is a little jerky and a little bit off.
Yeah.
But he's a fighter. Like, it's never, nothing's ever picture perfect. That's
not his
one
style.
Thing that makes wrestling kind of look a little phony sometimes is like how uniform everything is. Like, I like it when dudes biff a move up every once in a while and act like, oh yeah, they're in a fight. That sort of, you trip.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Some wrestlers will do fake stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard people say Shawn Michaels would do that all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, Shawn Michaels understood the business at a level few have.
It was
especially the art of selling.
Bret Hart, I've heard, would do that too sometimes.
Yeah.
That's good shit. It's good shit because, you know, it just makes it feel like these guys are, like, in this competition. It felt like they were in there competing against each other, not helping each other. That's a big problem I have with the Wednesday night stuff is that it's like, oh, they're flying through the air again. And they just, oh, there's another finish. And these two, it wasn't about finishing. There was going to be no people's elbow in that match. There absolutely was going to be no showboating until the bell rang. And even then, there was no showboating by anybody but Thatcher, who actually ended up losing the match.
Yeah.
Standing tall. It was good. I loved it a lot.
That's why I love those British style of matches, because they're so technical.
I really enjoy the British style. Like, I haven't seen a ton from Walter, but everything I've seen from Walter is good. Mm-hmm. Just
Imperium guys you
Pete
like.
Dunne
and, Pete Dunne. You really like Pete Dunne.
I really like Pete Dunne. Yeah.
He's a big Pete Dunne
cruiserweight. Really right.
Pete Dunne and Tyler Bates, freaking love those.
Don't care for Tyler so much.
Oh, he's so good.
Don't care for Tyler so much.
You just gotta be happy you got him on Pete Dunne. I'm kind of surprised that happened. You gotta count your blessings on that.
I've been on that bandwagon for a while.
Don't look at gift horse in the mouth.
No, that's true.
So final thoughts?
Yeah, final thoughts. Go ahead, Ryan.
I think tonight, I'm going in with no expectations because I haven't been following things as tightly as I usually do. But I'm just want to see some dope wrestling.
I'm hoping we get that too. I do. Final thought, showtime.
I'm going to be a two-time champion.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, I'm going to be two times the champion.
That's not that many.
No. we're smoking pencil shavings again, you know, when I'm a new jack.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Yeah, that makes me Mustafa, right?
It has to.
So, yes. Pencil shavings, two titles. My name is Chad Schultz, and I absolutely refuse to learn from my mistakes.
And you need to know better.
I sure do.
Okay. That leaves me, Trebuchet. My final thoughts are three claps for Rockstar Spud Drake Maverick.
That cruiserweight tournament was the best thing I've seen.
That's what I was just about to say.
That's the only part of the quarantine stuff I've actually, other than the, I guess the Riddle and Thatcher stuff just happened. Really like that. And the cruiserweight stuff is what kept me watching.
Well, here's
wrestling.
The thing: I don't care for a ton of high spots, but the cruiserweight matches, love that tournament. The round robin format of it, the competition of it, the Drake Maverick promo when he was told he was going to be let go. It was amazing. And then the pinnacle of it was this past Wednesday when Triple H, the guy sitting right behind us here, see that? You see that Monday Night Raw Triple H right there?
It's a cool poster.
Really cool poster. He came out and Rockstar Spud signed his name on there. Triple H wrote HHH and bam, we have ourselves a new NXT wrestler. It's awesome. I'm really glad for him. And I hope they EC3 will come back someday and work with him, but I don't think I'm ever going to get that in WWE.
And I'm glad that looks like Gulak signed too.
Gulak re-signed.
That was just contract.
He didn't actually get let go. They just his contract lapsed for a couple days.
Yeah. What's our next thing? Backlash, unless AEW sneaks a pay per view in on us, but I don't know.
Backlash is next Sunday.
Is it really?
Yeah.
When is Fyter Fest?
That is it's July 1st and July 8th.
Oh, 2 weeks?
Or July something like that. It's
2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, because they're doing it on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. It's just not a pay-per-view this time. It's just a special a Dynamite.
Yeah, since they're not doing the fighting championships because of hashtag COVID.
Uh-huh.
Hashtag
they're just
going
to make it back-to-back shows.
That makes sense.
All right, well, this has been a fun podcast for you guys. I'm looking forward to some NXT. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.
Treb, you didn't hit the off button.
Trebuchet.